Now, I covered a lot of ground in a short period of time and left a lot of people a little playing catch up. So let us make a summary of what we've seen before we move on. Number one. Two separate parshas in the Torah. Parsha Mazik and the Parsha of Chovel. Mazik is damaging someone else's property. Chovel is something done to someone else's body. Person's body is not his property. Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is very clear on that. See, everyone says that. Because of Odom, Shmiras Mikan Mashma, Belogar Sinim Lasin Umamona. Why? Because the Gemara has a suffix. What is Mave? If Mave Odom or Mave Shein, and if Mave, and the Gemara says Mave Odom, the Gemara has a Kasha. If Mave is Adam, what does it mean, Shmiras Olecha? Is Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav? So, but the Gemara doesn't ask a question. Whether, what is a Mamoncha? And Adam is not his own Mamon. And therefore, it must be the Mamon is not in the Mishnah. The implicit assumption in Tosis is what? That Adam, my goof, does not belong to me. And that's the assumption in Tosis. That's why he has to eliminate it from the Mishnah, because the Gemara has to straighten out the Mishnah, even according to the Mada Amar, that Mavis are Adam. Number one. So, Mazik is two separate things. Mazik is number one. If I damage someone's property, that's a parsha mazik. Chovah is I damage somebody's goof. That's a chovah. And two separate lo sasehs in the Torah. One lo saseh in the Torah is lo yasamar al dam reyacho. I'm not allowed to see somebody's property. Being damaged, certainly I can't cause damage to his property. That's one. That's mama. It may include chovel too. It may include a lot of things. Because I can't see someone getting killed. What about someone getting damaged? That's the suya you'll get to in Daf Testament base. But there's separate iser in the Torah of Pen Yosef. Means giving, being a chovel. Number one. Now, Mazik, we had a Mishnah, Adam Ulola. Now the question is, what is the Machayev of Adam Mazik? Is it the Avera, the Maisa Hezek, Chiyav Shmira? Three possibilities I gave. From our Gemara here, that says, we can make a number of conclusions. First of all, this is a Masasek. It's a Masasek, there's no Maisa Avera. So therefore, eliminate that possibility from Adam Masik being Machayev, because it's a Masasek, it's not a Maver. Okay. Now, is it the Chiyav Shmira or the Maisa Hezek? The Ramban is clear, the Ramban, Pei Beis, is clear that it has nothing to do with Chiyav Shmira, because he extends it even to the case. Even to the case where I could not have anticipated or prevented or done anything about it. Just a physical fact. Maka Behemi Yashamena. That's it. So how does he deal with all of Tosis's problems? So he has two basic things that where he separates from Tosis. Number one, Pshir Sanizik. Number one. Number two, as Shomer, once I willingly give my property to somebody else, it's a more subtle form of Shir Sanizik. And he takes a chrayas for it. He's out of the parsha mazik because I willingly gave him my property. And therefore, I'm chayev for. And then I'm chayev as a shomer. So the Rambam Tosis, then we have Tosis and the Rambam. On the one hand, Tosis says that we work with the Gdorim of Shmira. We work with the Gdorim of Shmira. So therefore, if we work with the Gdorim of Shmira, and he says it has to be an onus ke'en aveda, not an onus, that an onus karv l'pshia, not a pshia, an onus karv l'pshia, not a shogi karv l'pshia, not a shogi karv l'onus. And therefore, he works in the Gdorim of Shmira, could be Chsar and Shmira. The Chiddush and Tosis, but Tosis has to deal with the Gemara here, or the Eben Munach of Bechaka below Hikibah. So he has to come up with a very, very, something the Ramban is not willing to come up with. He said, the Ramban says, he has no clue, why has to do with Chiyav Shmira? Nothing to do with Chiyav Shmira. If it's nothing to do with Chiyav Shmira, then so what's it talking about? So it must be Chayav Yiron's Gomer. Tosis has to come up with a very strange idea that under all circumstances I have to check myself at all times. The Miri spells it out, the Rivet spells it out. Even if I never dreamt, apparently if something's so heavy that it can cause damage, I should have recognized and checked. Something like that. Ramban said, Paradise. But we're talking about a Masasek. According to Ramban, what do you have to say? Is Masasek that a Masasek is a Maisa? Could be. It's not a Maisa Ver, could be. Or maybe Masasek, but Masasek is going to be Chayiv here. So if it's a Maisa Hesek, apparently Masasek, according to Ramban, is what? Is a Maisa.
Sa'ra Shel Eliyahu is Masasek, he didn't do anything.
Okay, so very good question. So what is it? The wind blows me. Do I view that as the wind being the mazik? So why is it my mason? So then you have to say, Ramban says just the Metzias of Hesek. It's not my Maisa, it's not my Aver, it's nothing.
And the difference over there is that it's his direct contact of his goof.
Okay.
Well, here it's a Maisa.
We'll get to that subtle point because Ramban has the following case. We'll see that in Daf Lamed Gimel. That let's say you're walking down the street and you have something in your hand. And I stick my foot out, and I trip you, and what's in your hand goes flying and causes damage. So, Ramban says he's potter because he didn't do. It's not his mice; it's the mice of who, the person who tripped him. So then, okay. So then the question. So that's where I was coming from. So the question then we're going to have to answer So what's the difference between that and Sarah Shaliyah? Okay? That will get to the Flamme Gimel.
Does the Pshia go to the roof make it as his fault?
No.
I'm
talking about a tornado coming. There's nothing I could have done. And let's say I was in my house, same thing. It's just a little easier if it picks him up. So a tornado comes. Tornado comes, picks him up, and flies 10 miles down the street, bumps into someone's window. Chayev. Chayev. Could be the Metzias Hazik. But if it's the Metzias Hazik, then I have the problem of the tripping. That's operating. So then somehow, when we see the details of the Ramban and that sugya, we're going to have to understand, okay, what's the difference between Sar Shalyo and someone tripping him? Or if I put a bar there, if I put something and he trips on that, with my foot or something, so that's the map of him. Okay? We'll have to, at that point in that sugya, when the Ramban goes through that sugya, we'll have to come back to exactly this issue. If it requires my ma'isa, then apparently is masasing my ma'isa, not my ma'isa. If it requires a ma'isa, so then apparently masasing is going to be chayav. So it is my ma'isa. But you have a case, he's a total masasing. And it's chayev. So it's certainly not an avera. The Rambam is a little subtle. The Rambam in Hilchas Chovel Amazik has on the one hand, Rambam talks in terms of chiyuv shmira. On the other hand, he says, which onus is potter? The onus is potter if he says, I'm going up on a ladder. Now here, you have to see there's a very big difference from the Rambam. In Rotzeach Meshmeres Nefesh and the Rambam in Chovel HaMazik. If you take a look at the Rambam in Rotzeach Meshmeres Nefesh, the Rambam says, I'm going up on a ladder. He says, there are three types of. He says, I go up in a ladder.
Love your dalit.
Love your dalit. Haya olav asulam, menishmeta shleva mitachas raglo. When Nafla Vehemis, a potum and agolus. Skavin Lizok Pitsadze, Rochum Pitsadze. What?
He said. Kruegan Loyens.
Kruegan Loyens. Okay. What about Menish Beshleva Metachas Ragon Dafa Misa? Bottom and Agolas. Why? It's Kerv Lonus. But it's a Shkoka. On the other hand, the Rambam in Mazik says, if I checked it and it is a tight and it's tight. In one case, I go up in a ladder. I assume the ladder is good, and it turns out that one of the rungs of the ladder wasn't good. So then it's a sugar carb bonus. But if I go up the ladder and I check the ladder, and I've done everything I could have, and there's something inside the wood there that I could not have checked, then it's a Makavide Shemai. That's on the one hand. So the Rambam is talking what I could have checked and what I couldn't have checked. What does he say? Hoya evimunachas b'cheikov lo hikabo ma'olam to shoge karav lonus. Not an onus gomor. That's why in Mazik he's chayav. So as long as there's something that could have been checked, and I did not check it, so I'm chayiv in order mamasik. But flip. On the other hand, if the Rambam says, when am I talking? And that is, I'm shelo birshus. Shneim birshus, shneim shelo birshus. Then I'm not going to be chayim. It's Rambam perek vav hilchos chov u'maz. He says, "Bamadon birshus hanizik." That means if I am in the Rishus HaNizik, I have to anticipate and check for every conceivable thing that I could have checked. So, if I'm a ganav going into your house, I'm climbing a ladder. And I could have checked and I didn't check it. I'm chayiv, not a mamaz. But if I check, if I'm a ganav in your house, and I check the ladder, and the ladder is totally, and there's something I couldn't, and I fall and I damage something, patur. But if shneim bishus, shneim shalom. So the Rambam is really from the Rambam perek vav halacha beis. You would see it depends on chiyav shmira, except. Except in which case, he's defining what are my chiyuv shmira. If I'm shelo bishus, I have to think and check in every conceivable possibility that I have. If I'm bishus, I'm okay. Now, two people lay down next to each other. So. What are we talking about? Shneim bishus, shneim shelo bishus. When I lay down, even if I am shelo bishus, and someone puts something next to me, and I turn over my sleep, so the Rambam says, Hasheni hu amur shaposha. Why does the Rambam need that? It's not a bina shemayim l'chol. I've checked everything. No. I'm a ganav going through your house. I want to take a rest. I lay down, go to sleep. That's still a very open question. So if you talk about I'm a chayiv and all onesim. So which onus am I chayiv? So the Rambam says, anything I could have checked. If I'm shalom, it's just anything I could have checked. Anything I could have checked. And I didn't check, I'm chayiv with chasar and shmira. Shneim b'shus, shneim b'shus. Aval b'shus hamazik, chayiv ha'shalim. Elim hizik bezodim al v'shkogu on his potter. V'chein yim olu shnei b'shus v'shnei shelo b'shus. V'dech me'amom ha'chaver shelo b'chavona potter. Why? Because if even I'm shelo b'shus, I have to anticipate the balabayas. But if I break into your house as a ganav, and then there's a nut, someone else broke into your house as a ganav, and we do something, or two ganavim, whatever, I have a chiyuv shmir for the balabayas, and not from somebody else shelo b'shus. And in my own house, I have no chiyuv shmir. What does that mean? If you're in a dormitory room, yeah. Okay, shnei b'shus. So according to Rambam, as long as you're in your dormitory room, you're not allowed to be a mazik. But if you damage some shalom kavana, you will be potter. You have no chiyuv shmira.
Are you saying that the Rambam holds din of
shmira?
We still have
what? Speak a little louder. What?
Are you saying that the Rambam holds the din of chiyuv shmira, or
he obviously holds the din of chiyuv shmira?
Even though
That means because there I could. That has, what case is he talking about? I'm bishus or shalom bishus. If he blames it on the shemayim, it's I'm shalom bishus. That's why I gave the example. I'm a guy that breaks into your house. I'm climbing a ladder to get something on top somewhere. Okay? That's the only way. Because in Halacha Gimel, he said the only time I'm chayav ba'onus is when, if I'm shalom bishus. And Halacha Dalet is our case of Hayolah Besulim. Right? This is when we are in the world of Mazik Mamo. Now, we move to the world of Chovel. It's a whole different world. Chovel's Chayv HaChamish Advarim. He's chayav b'chamish advarim. Chov is chayav b'chamish advarim. Now, Reb Chaim, in the Shittas of Rambam, we're going to have to see, does this fit with the other Shittos we've shown him? This is a very delicate issue within the Shittas of Rambam. So, where Reb Chaim came from, sort of left field. Well, let's see where he came from. There's a Rambam that says in Hilchos Tohen and Nitin, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, that if with Halacha Motor B'Mitzvah does not apply to Karka, so what happens if I go and the Bala Karka says, you dug 10 holes in my Karka. And you answer 5 holes in the Karka. Rambam says, Motor B'Mitzvah. Not because it's Karka. The Ravid says, and here there's a very key issue happening. They both agree that I have to, the Din Mazik, I can demand, I want my Chafetz back. Why? Because in the Pasuk, there in Emor, where it says, Mark Mahemi and Shalmena, the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? Mark Mahemi, Nefesh Mahemi and Shalmena, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. I owe you back alive, sure. Shevet, okay. Magbeim Shamenu, okay. Now, what does it mean, nefesh tachas nefesh? I killed your shore, I owe you back a live shore. I owe you back money. So both the Rambam and Ravid say that if I go into your yard and I dig a hole, so the Ravid says, I can ask you, fill up the hole. Call the gardener, you take the achrayas, you pay the bills, and you do it. That's a tefias karka. But otherwise, chiyav mamon. Rama says, I can only ask for money, and that is a tefias karka. So Reb Chaim explains a very, very simple thing, that when I damage something, I owe you back the object. The money I'm giving you is chlipei hadover. Now, where is Reb Chaim coming from? It's coming from a pasuk. It's a Rashi in Chumash. It says the same thing. Rashi in Mishpatim. Twice it says, "Ki yiftach yishbar, o ki yichre yishbar v'lo yochasenu v'nofal shama shor chamor, bala bo yishalem, kesef yoshev l'ola v'hameis yelo." The bala bo pays, meis yelo. To who was that? To the nizik. So if you're short, falls into my bar. So I have to pay you, but where does the dead shore, where does the dead shore belong to? To the Nizok. That makes your load, says Vashi, the Nizok. All of Yash says in the Shamuot, short, Shalim Yeshalim, if my shore is Nogeach your shore and kills your shore, what do I have to pay back? Very strange pasuk. Shalim Yeshalim, Shor Tacha Shor. I owe you back a shore. I killed a shore. I owe you back a live shore. Vameis Yelo, says Rashi, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Pshat in the pasuk is as follows. Your shore fell into, my shore killed your shore. The live shore is worth 200. The dead shore is worth 100. I owe you back a live shore or the monetary equivalent, which is 200. But I use the dead shore as part of the payment. Ramban doesn't like that. He says, that's Rashi's pshat, I don't like that. Okay, so what is being said by Rashi and Chumash here? What is being said by the Rambam? They're saying, you have an object, a mazik is hefsed ha-chefetz. Is hefsed ha-chefetz. I owe you short ha-shor. That's the pasuk says. What do you mean short? I'm not giving you a shor, I'm giving you money. But the money is a substitute for the shor. That's how the Rambam and Rashi understand. But Chavola, the money is not a substitute for the finger that I knocked off of your finger. Because money is property. One part, one substitutes the other. The good for them is not property. Good for them is not property. So there's no substitute. It's a separate halacha. So here, Reb Chaim in the Sefer is very, very clear. But he's very subtle. He's very, very subtle. I just read inside what his words are. This is a sikkum of everything we've seen for the past week and a half. He says, "The gam b'nezek choluk din chavolos m'sharan diskei moment. Sharan diskei moment ike chiyuvo, v'amoment asmo shehefsido. V'azchiyav zehu meschay b'tashlumim." And he says it at the very end. It's chlipei achefa. Shehem, and he says it here, Chalipe Mamono Shehifsit. It is a substitute. I damage you, I have to give you back, and what I'm giving you is a substitute for that which I damaged. So what is it? What is my chiyuv to give you back the shor tachas shor? As the pasuk says by Shomuad Shehemis. But there's no chiyas hameisim by shor. So I can't give you back the live shor. So what do? I give you money which is a substitute for the shor. And then Rashi says, so who does the dead shor belong to? That's part of the payment. It's in and out. It becomes mine and I give it to you. Now, comes along. Okay, but Chavolah is different. It doesn't mean I owe you back a finger. I can't give you back a finger. The finger's gone. If I knocked off a finger of yours. So I have to pay money. I have to pay money. Now, the Rambam is of the opinion, he says it very clearly, Engdomim l'chayim why a rotzeach never pays mammon? Because ein domim l'ben chorin. No such thing as money for a human life has no value. What about Avishal ben Adam? Do I have a value to that? It doesn't belong to me. Okay. Now, the chilas chiyuvahu hatashlumim atzma, the chiyopto hatorah machmas shivay hanezek mekzeras, because of the chavolos. Nezek is not that I owe you back a finger and the money is a substitute. That is not what nezek is. Nezek is, no, it's just like, and Luchaim says, how do I know that? He says, well, let's look at Tsar. Let's look at Boshes, he says. You had the pain. I mean, there's nothing, I can't give you back money instead of the pain. That makes no sense. Boshes. You know, I walked off to you, I shaved your head, and you're embarrassed to go in public with a shaved head. Or I disfigured your face, and you're just embarrassed to keep going through life with a disfigured face. So, that is a chiyumah. It's not substituting for anything. The harei kein hilgam chiyuv de shevus. Maybe you say shevus is different. No. Now, here we get into a problem. People ask me questions. I said, no, we'll get at the bottom of the omer. There are three. There is mazik, groma, and garmi. Three levels. Mazik, directly damage. Groma is indirect damage for which I'm potter. Garmi is indirect damage for which I'm chayev. Now, the definition of groma and garmi is one of the most complicated parts of Baba Kama. But right now he says, according to the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. He's taking that as for granted because he has his understanding of the Rambam and Grama. If I lock you in a room, the Gemara says, I'm chayav for Shevis. You have a job in the morning and you have to go out to work. I lock the door, you can't go to work. I have to pay you for lost wages. Comes the Rosh and says, but it's a din in chovel. It's not just in lost. It's not just you lost 1,000 shekel for the day. I owe you 1,000 shekel. If I lock the door, I'm a groma. And if I put you in the room physically, I touch you and I put you in the room, so then I've done something to your goof. And if I take you by the collar and I put you in the room, I also did something to your goof. That means I lifted your goof up and I put you in the room. But if you're already in the room, and I just locked the door, not. So what is the Rosh telling us? The Rosh is telling us that it's not just, I don't paying for the lost wages, because that's a groma b'alma. It's a groma b'alma. But I'm paying for chovel. Now, the Ramban says, no, that's a garmi. Okay. And we'll see how the Rambam understands groma and garmi, not like the Ramban. And therefore, we'll see the Rambam is forced. You can make every deal you want in the Rambam, but that's because you don't know yet the definition of the Rambam of groma and garmi. Okay? We'll see that at the end of the Omer. So, Shevis is also a din of Chavolah. Boshes is also. How do I know Boshes is dinner? If I spit in your face, I'm chayev. I embarrassed you. But if it lands on your sleeve and doesn't touch your body, I'm not a chovel. I'm potter. So you see, not just the embarrassment. If I stand in public and I insult you, the greatest insults in the world, the biggest bullshit can happen. Potter, it's not a chovel. But, and the difference, even if I spit at you, not I did a physical action, it's different where the spit landed. If it landed on your finger, I'm a chovel. If it landed on your jacket, I'm not a chovel. Okay. Now we can have all sorts of subtle things. What about this? But There's a principle. You have to look at each thing. What is the principle involved here? Principle involved is a din chovel. Okay. So the nezek is, and nezek is also like that. Nezek is also like that, and a little subtle. Now, Rav Chaim, not in this, and this is basically how Rav Chaim goes through the entire thing in the Rambam. Now, with this in mind, there's another step, it's not in the Sefer, Kach Shemaiti. Rav Chaim assumed in the Rambam that the Machayev and Chovel is the Maisa Avera. If this would be true, let's take it as a possibility, yes or no. So then we have our Gemara here. Our Gemara says the Mesasek is Chayev and Nezek, but not in the Arba Dvarim. There's no Maisa Avera. So I confronted this. I said, wait a second. Something is a little off because there's no Maisa Avera here. So then I said, wait a second, maybe Nezek has a dual thing. The Rambam is very clear here in that there is, that if I have a shomud and it kills somebody. So what's the pasuk says? Gambol of yumas. Im kofa yushasolov. And osam pigyon nafsho kuchol asher yushasolov. That means you give kofa. It's misa b'dei shemayim, and you have to give kofa for kapara. Let's say in the cases where there is no kofar. Let's say for that's an ashomu. What about an ashotam? He killed someone, so pay damages. Half the chatinas. Ein domem to a ben chover. Okay. He says, what about if I have a ashotam shelo b'kavo kills an eved? And Eved, there are two levels. He's a person, but he's also property. Rambam says, he pays chatzi, mei ilu shoro v'chamoro. Two levels. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, even in Ben Chorin, you pay domim. That's fine, if the shore damages. So that means, of course, it depends on the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. We'll get there. So what is Ravid said there is value to a human life, you can pay money for it. Not a substitute, but you pay damages. Ravid says no such thing. But an Eved is two things. He's a human being and he is property. So if you don't pay on one level, but it's not so simple. Because according to Rambam, it depends on a very subtle thing. And the gicha for which I would be chayev kofer, which then I'm potter from domim. It depends what type of an gicha is. We'll get there. We'll get there very quickly. Now, when I confronted this gemara here, chovavim abed, I tell you, I'm trying to think through a gemara, I'm trying to understand how mazik works, how chovel works. So, I have a mesasek who's a chovel, so there's no aveira. So maybe nezek doesn't require an aveira. Possibility number one. Or maybe that there are two levels. Maybe there is domim to the evorim of a ben aram. But sometimes I pay nezek and sometimes I pay domim. This is where my thinking was coming from. Just want you to follow my thought process. I'm trying to understand a piece of Gemara. So then I jumped in Abdallah Ramad Beis. Abdallah Ramad Beis says, what about a short Shehizik Odom? Does he pay? Let's say my pet dog bites you. And do I pay? I don't pay Tzah, Ripoy, Sheva, Saboshes. No. That's a Din Chavola. So if my pet dog bites you and can't go to work, or you need doctor, or you have to go to the doctor, Potor, it's only a Din Chovel. But the Gemara says, just like Shoshi Hizik Shor is Chayiv, Shoshi Hizik Odom is also Chayiv. I said, wait 1 second. So I said, wait 1 second. So apparently, there is Domem to the Aver of a Ben Odom. Otherwise, and nothing to do with Chavolah. So that's where my thinking went. I said, oh. So what's the halacha? The halacha is like this. Halacha is that if I'm a mesasek and I can't hit the guy for the avera, I hit him for a different reason. Where there is the avera of chavala, it's chayev, nezek together with tzari, b'shevas, and boshes, it's a knas. But if it's mesasek, there's no avera. So he's no better than a shor. A domen. Nafkamina godol. The Chaim makes this nafkamina. Nafkamina godol. That the Rambam has a very unique sheet. That nezek is what? Nezek is a knas. Not momo. Not kenegan a hef. And therefore, modem and nezek is potter, like modem and knas is potter. Okay. But if on a mesasek, and it's domem, so then modem would be potter, would be chayev. That's some thinking I've had, which we'll have to see if it works through the sugya. That is an initial pshat I had in the sugya. We're going to have to see how these things. So there, when you begin something, so I have an initial pshat. I'm going to try to work it through the sugyas. Okay. Then you never. Look to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbonim. Netanya. Okay. You gave me yesterday to catch up. Now, Netanya. I will show you Rabbi Rofe. Now, there is Halacha that says what? Halacha says that v'mak mayevet and they knock out shein ve'ayin. So l'nafshi l'chavshi yishalchem u'tachas ein u'tachas shino. He goes out. So chov will be ever. If I knock out one of his rashi evarim. So, he goes to Choshi. Now, here we get into a problem. Irish and Rabbi Rofe. He said, I have an infection. Can you please take care of the infection? And he puts some drop, and he puts something, and while he's taking care of the infection, he blinds him. That means he is a chovel b'shogeg. He was supposed to take care of chatol ishinai. I have a cavity. Fill the cavity. And while he's filling the cavity, he's not such a good dentist, he knocks out the tooth. Sichek, ba'odom v'yotze l'cheirus. Tell my dear Odin, I'm a free man. Shem Ayin. שמגבלו אומר ושיח עשו עד שיסקה ונשח עשו. Okay, so it comes along. So how do we understand this halacha? What is necessary? So we have a tosis. Tema bar gimel de kedushin mukmi rabbonin havishichzo lahoshi yado b'mei shivcha. The sima uber shebemeyeh the potter yishum shon eskavin la'ayin chanami lo neskavin. So Tosis comes in with a stira between the sugya here and the sugya in Kedusha. What do you do with the stira in the sugyas? Comes along Tosis and comes with a cloud. Now there's a little background here. Tosis and the Rambam have a very fundamental machlokas in the second parak of Makkos. The Gemara gives all sorts of cases where there's separate gzeras and kosas, yachayi begolos, potifim golos, chayi begolos. So Tosis has around 10 different gzeras and kosas. This one is gzeras and kosas, this one is gzeras and kosas, this one is gzeras and kosas. The Rambam organizes it. The Rambam says no such thing. There's a general rule. There is three types of shogeg. Shogeg karv l'meizah, shogeg karv l'ones, and shogeg gomer. And the Gemara is just defining what a shogeg gomer is, not a shogeg gomer. Now, in shogeg, there's halacha v'ne'elam. I had a yediyah and I didn't know about it. Okay, that's going to be important. But Tosin says, so Tosis, in order to straighten out the two sugyas, well, Tosis comes up with a klal. What's Tosis's klal? Tosis's klal is that it depends. In order to be potur, according to the, I have to have two things, niskavin l'tovoso and niskavin the potur is only if I wasn't niskavin to the aver and I was niskavin l'tovoso, and that's a bunch of xeris causes that port me into this corner. Now the Rambam in general doesn't like that. Now when it comes to golos, the Gemara says, what? Linyan Golos and Shabbos and Lachas Marshevis. We'll discuss that. Linyan Golos Potter. Why? You had to have a Yediyah Merosh. According to the Rambam, that's a necessary part of a Shogeg. Vinela. Now we come to this. So the Rambam now, in order to straighten out the two sugyas, does a very simple thing. That's as the Tosef Yitzchak and the Kedushin explains there. He says, Stiris and Sugis, and no problem with Stiris and Sugis. And he passes him one part of the Sugis. And he doesn't try to artificially put the two Sugis together. So how does the Rambam define the Rishon Machlokes, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Rabbanim? The Rambam Hilchos Avoda. Where is the Kenyan here? Hey, Berg. Hey, I bought him a loch of Yud Gimel. Hoy, Rabbi Rofe. He's beginning with all I'm talking. Hoshi Yado Lamei Shivcha V'Sima Ein Ha'Uba Shabimeo. That is, I had no idea what I was doing there. I'm a mesafsek b'yom. I wasn't. There's no end of kavanah. There's no type of kavanah. I'm a total mesafsek. I put my hand in to help deliver the baby, and the baby's about to be born, and I want to deliver the baby, I stick my hand in to help pull the baby out, and boom, I knock out the eye. I had no kavanah for anything. I just kavanah to deliver the baby. I'm not a masasek. Why am I not a masasek? I intended on touching the eye. And I know any time I touch the eye, there is a possibility that I may blind. Eyes are very delicate thing. I am doing the mice I want. There's an unintended result. Maybe Dovah Shem Eskave. Maybe it depends how I, going back to the original thing we said, maxing myself to solve, but I'm not a masasek, because I intended on touching the eye. I had an unintended consequence. I mean, it's coming, laying Torah Loma, I'm going to say, however, co-ever, so I'll get Rabbi Umar. He says, certainly, and here he's very simple, and a little subtle. There are two ways of understanding this Rambam. But the Rambam is saying very, very clearly, if I am a Masasek, the Eved does not go out L'chemes. I have to want to touch that eye. I have to want to touch that tooth. And if I don't want to touch the tooth, I end up touching the tooth, I'm a sasek, then he does not go on. I have to have kavanah samayis. Very, very clear. What about is if? And he says an interesting thing. Hiya Rabbi Rofe, he's a dentist. And the Evan asks for it. And when he gets to extracting the tooth, he doesn't have the evidence. I'm not sure. Okay. But that is where the Rambam separates from Tos. The Gemara continues. Not according to the Rambam, it's not exeris hakosav. About Golitz. It's a part of the definition of a shogeg that a shogeg is vanilla mimeno. I have an idea in Shabbos potter. Okay, well, when you have it, plug the Russian government. Now, we have Niskavi, the word Shnayim, the Zorakab. So we finished all of these with a very clear Hagdora of what's happening. Yisavim lizok shtayim v'zorak arba. V'in ezikin chayim, obvious. V'in dalet varam potem. Now Rashi is very, very clear. Let's take a look. Rashi in the Mishnah. Yishok. D'lo mechayim dar b'dvarim ela omezit o korov l'mezit. So Rashi is telling us up front, a regular shogeg is going to be potter. He says the cause of a chiyuven anoshim tells me what, that it is a shogeg or it is a mezid or a shogeg korov mezid. Stam shogeg is going to be potter. Rashi very clear. If you go to Rashi. Throughout, the thing Rashi emphasizes, the only time you chayv in dalat varim is a mezid or karov lemezid. Regular shogeg is going to be potter. Now, it doesn't mean Rashi doesn't hold from the avera. Even though, because in avera, sometimes you chayv for mezid, sometimes you shogeg. And I have a gzeras hakosav that tells me what degree of avera I'm going to be chayv for. That doesn't obviate the possibility that if you take a look on Rabbeinu Chananu, if you take a look on Chof Zayin Amar Aleph, he was sleeping on the top of a roof. Nafal Baruch Matsuyu Chayav Dalad Varim, Do Havi Leila Meida, Bekarav Lekavona Uposheyahu. Okay, that means Rabbeinu Rashi is coming off of Rabbeinu Chananel. That if it's a car of Lekavona, if it's a car of Lemeis, then I'm a Posheya. Then I'm going to be Chaya. Medaladvar. So it could be Avera, it could be Shmir, it could be a whole bunch of things. But Rashi is giving you the Hagdara of when you're going to be Chaya. Linyan Ezekiel Chayim, obviously. You don't have to explain that. In Dalit Vorim Potur, says Rashi, in Shabbos Potur, and left his mouth Shabbos. What is Rashi telling us, and what is the Rambam telling us, and what is Tosis telling us? In Shabbos, Potter says Tosis. Rafilu Abaye, the Machayev, the Perek, La Golol, Hainu, Eskavu, Oshnaim, V'nimtza, Arba. So what is it? I'm doing a Maisa. Melechus Machsheva says what? I have to end up doing the exact Maisa that I intended to do. If I want to throw it two amos, and it ended up going four amos. So did I do the Avera was a Maisa I did not intend it to do. I wanted to stop at two amos. But if I wanted to go to a certain place and I thought it was two amos and it turned out to be four amos, I wanted to do a Maisa, I didn't realize that Maisa is a Maisa Avera or not. That's not Melechus Machsheva. Melechus Machsheva says, I have to end up doing the Maisa that I intended to do. And the moment the Maisa I ended up is not the Maisa I intended to do, I'm not Melechus Machsheva. Okay. Linyan Golus. Shad Selo Tzodot. Prakman Skabel Zog Shtayim. Zorg Dalek. So when the Rambam will quote this, Perek Vav Rotzeach Halacha Yud, within our column, so the Rambam says what? Vav Rotzeach Yud, and let's see what Tosa says. He said, Hatsone, Shorag Bishkoga, Shinema, Cheskos, that it's a car of Lemez. Okay. What? He says, Asher Otsoda tells you what? It has to be a Shogoga Gemura. But when he quotes his halacha, he says, Niskabin of Shnaim Zark Abba is car of Lemez. Then I wanted to go a certain thing and I went a little further. You have no business. You have to check where you're throwing. If it's in that direction, you don't throw. It's a curve. So the Rambam is fitting everything into his Gedarim of what? Karv Lemezin, Karv Lemezin, Karv Lonas, Shkoga Gemura. And Rambam has all these categories and he fits everything into these categories. Rashi is not seeming to work that way. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow what we'll do is we'll go through this, and we'll go through the entire thing of Golos. Yetzir Shem Blinera.